All right, so we have two basic approaches, okay, by the repetition of the Shemona Esrei phenomena. So either you say there's two actual institutions of tefillah, they're different sets of rules. There is Yachid, and then there's Tzibor. That's the Rabban Gamliel's way. So then you can understand why there's no reason to even talk about differentiating between a Baki and a Baki. Or do you say no? Do you say there's just really tefillah as Yachid, and when 10 people get together, there is something called Tzibor. Tzibor will call the nature of the relationship between them is called Tzibor, but there's no new institution of tefillah. And then Chazal set up a way for the Eino Bucket to be Yotze through, for now, we'll call the modified Shemaya Kona. That's the other way to go. Okay. So then the beautiful. All right. Forget the rough stuff. So then the Gemara says. Okay. The Gemara says either Modim Chacham the Rabban Gamliel. Right. Do we say the Chacham agree the Rabban Gamliel, or do we say no? Rav says no. Adaini Machlokas. Okay. Which is like, and again, the Gemara is going to flesh it out a bit, right? But at this point, the question is, Rabban Gamliel asked the Chachamim, and he said, what do you have tefillah, what do you have a Shliach Tzibor for? And they said the Shliach Tzibor was there to be Motzi the Eino Baki, which goes in what we're saying. So Rabban Gamliel says back, well, why stop there, so to speak? It should include the Baki as well. Why is it limited to Eino Baki? And there's no response recorded by the Rabbanan. So the Gemara is confused, right? Do the Rabbanan agree with Rabban Gamliel or disagree? Now, if we say agree, right, what do we mean by that? Do we mean...
Well, the two options you gave was agree with, like, totally moda and give up their whole position.
Right. Which, by the way, if that's true, is there anything to define there?
No. Oh, no, yeah. Well, yeah. Why he can't hold his position.
Okay.
It's whether he can hold his position.
Okay,
and
good.
Rashi says...
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah, it's Pasha's way to learn.
Oh, okay.
No question.
So
yeah,
you're saying that it's
not. No, it's Pasha's way. That's remember, Masifta's Rashi. It saves my eyes from going over to Rashi. So he, like 90% of the time, it's Rashi. So that's what he says. That's Pasha's way to learn. What? It's true. Yes. It's like he literally takes Rashi and puts it here. That's why I used to do Masifta and then look at Rashi and I'm like, he's literally just quoting Rashi. Yeah. Okay. Fine. That's one possibility, right? Okay. What else? What else could you say?
That the question pushes the opinion of Chacham to say, right, practically, like Rabban Gamliel, that even your motzi the baki, however, he still holds onto his original svar. You're just
right now. Now, even if you don't want to say the Gemara teases that possibility, there's going to have to be some reality of that possibility in the Rosh Hashanah thing.
Yeah.
Because let's push a little further. Let's frame this question within Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara later on says that like I said, guys, this is the most complex part. But the Gemara later on says that according to Meir or whatever, it works out that the Chachamim are moded or Rabban Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? Does that mean they're moded, meaning that one way to go is to say they maintain their actual position, but that Rosh Hashanah in some way, I'll tell you to define this, that Rosh Hashanah naturally wouldn't be included, or call it, right, something like that, or no, that somehow within their position they can tolerate an idea of Rosh Hashanah being different. Okay. Let's push through this, and then things get a lot easier. And Tosos is very easy. I mean, it's fun Tosos. So what do you say? Yeah.
So let's say that the...
In other words, if you say Rabban Gamliel in his pure form, okay, so then what do we have? We have Tefillat Yachid and this new institution called Tefillat Tzibor. We don't understand yet how that works, by the way. We're going to go with what they said now, that it just works. We don't understand the mechanism there. It just does. That's part of its definition. You don't know how it works.
Who?
Accept that. I'm not. Okay, that's one extreme, okay? The other extreme, now this is what's interesting. The middle, when I say the middle, I don't really mean the middle. I'd say one version of Chachamim would say that once you go ahead and what he called, and say that when 10 people get together, they're davening bit tzibor, okay? That's the property of tzibor in it. So then what you're saying is that, well, what mechanism would exist to differentiate in a bucket to a bucket? Like, once people take on the property of being part of a tzibor, it's like membership in a club, as I told someone before. That's it. You know, there's no mechanism to differentiate bucket in a bucket, which I like a lot, because that puts us pressure on doing the extreme position, which is to say that it's only there for the in a bucket, to really go further than what we said yesterday. So what you're saying is 100% spot on, which is that, so the Chachamim have, there is an interesting thing. After the destruction of the temple, the Chachamim have a big job in front of them. They got to figure out now, what are we going to do with davening, right? So one possibility is, okay, well, they set up in the idealized version, right, tefillah for the Baki, meaning there's an individual called the Baki, right? That's who they first assess. And they write a tefillah for him, okay, great. But now the problem is, they know there are other people out there called Eino Bakis. So now they're going to create, now this is the key, they're going to create a different tefillah. Okay, now not a tefillah tzibor, not that kind of, not a different institution of tefillah. Right? Again, that I got to make that clear. There's different institution of tefillah. That's Rabban Gamliel. That's like there's a qualitative difference between Tzibur and Yachid. That's not what they're saying here. What the Chacham are saying here is that there's two paths that exist. Right? Two paths. One that was created as a different type of tefillah for the Ein Baki, and that's listening to the Shliach Tzibur, and one for the Baki. So that makes perfect sense why the Baki can't be Yotzei that in such a way. Like he's excluded from that. Okay? It's not his tefillah. But I personally don't believe that therefore the Ein Baki system is deficient. Right? The thing is that you can have an idea at Tzibur that doesn't mean, I mean, I think I'm correct or wrong, that doesn't mean mishtatef, meaning in other words, we have Bakis and Eino Bakis davening, okay. Right? There is an idea that they're in a, we'll call, I guess I'll use it, a Makum Shel Tzibur. Is that what you're kind of saying? Like a Makum Shel Tzibur? I mean, it's a little stronger than that.
Yeah.
But it's not a Tziruf. It doesn't mean Tzibur. What? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And what?
I'm going to push it further. Ellie's, in other words, it's not a different svar. He's reframing the question. He's saying maybe the question could be, how do we define, he's not really defined. But anyway, how do we look at Tzibur? What do we mean by Tzibur here? You know what I mean? Or do we say tefillah's hot tzibur? Do we say tefillah bit tzibur? Or do we say tefillah, I guess, in the presence of tzibur? Right? B'makom tzibur.
And therefore...
So, this is... Now the Gemara says, let's test our theory. Let's see if this works now. Okay? Now you see why.
What did we conclude with?
The Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says... that what? There was a stira. So modim chacham l'ram gamliel the brachos shor rosh hashanah yom shalom kippurim, right? So halacha miklal the pligi brachos chol hashanah, right? And it says the same thing again, right? So what does it say? So the rabban gamliel, excuse me, the chachamim, what does it mean? They agreed with them. They agree with them only once a year, on Rosh Hashanah. I mean, forget Yovel Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Well, not only 1 year, it'd be twice a year.
Huh?
Only 1 year, it'd be twice a year.
Well, depends what era.
So now that's a fascinating question. So, Ken, because we're categorical thinkers, I think, right? So think about it. Rabban Gamliel would say that by Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't distinguish between Rosh Hashanah and the rest of the year, right? Because it doesn't matter, right? But according to the Chachamim, right, the real question is, how do you have such a distinction? Define for me the distinction between the rest of the year and Rosh Hashanah. I know we're going to get to, we know Rosh Hashanah is longer. That we know. That's a premise built into this. The nature of what makes it longer, we'll get to at the end. Right? We know it's longer. All right? What I want to know is that, what are the Chachamim doing here? Are they saying, we really hold that, well, again, it depends on which version here. Are the Chachamim, see, this is how it applies, right? Are they saying that, I'm sorry if it's confusing. Okay. You know, you see? Okay, that's why I set it up this way. Whereas if they say there's like four ways it comes out. But anyway, if they say tfilas tzibur, bit tzibur, meaning that when the shliach tzibur gets up there, because by definition we're all davening together, right? So there's no way to differentiate between the baki and the baki, right? So the question is, are they saying that during the year there would be distinction, but in Rosh Hashanah there's no distinction? Are they saying that? Are they saying that really during the year there's a special tefillah for the Eino Baki, right? And a different tefillah for the Baki. But in Rosh Hashanah, that ceases to exist. Are they saying that? Are they saying that? It's not that Rosh Hashanah is an exception, but rather there's something about Rosh Hashanah itself as an institution of tefillah that fits outside their position? How do you answer this?
What do you mean by the third
one? Yeah, first way.
That's a good start.
What's the right side?
That's a good start.
What's the right side over there, sir?
What do you mean the right side?
One track or what?
One tefillah. Okay, like this. In other words, okay, if we go down the approach that the Chacham agree with the Rambam, well, I mean, the Gemara says Chacham agree with the Rambam Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what does that mean? Right? So if we go the Ein Baki road, meaning that there's two tracks at tefillah, right? Normally during the year. So now the question is, what happens at Rosh Hashanah? Do they erase a track? Is there only one track? Or there's one tefillah? I know what Fader's trying to say. What is one tefillah?
No, what I mean is that...
I know exactly what you mean.
You
go down, I know what you're saying. Fader's saying, okay, well, one track, okay? Now what some of the members of the audience are saying, 1 second, Fader, when you say one track, isn't it easier to say they get rid of the Gavra Bucky? And make everyone into one big Enobaki. And by making everyone into Enobaki, so then there's no Chiddush anymore.
Right.
There's only one way to be Yotzei. In other words, they took the overarching way this was set up and said, there's no more Bakis on, what do you call it? The God of Baki that ceases to exist.
So I don't understand. Some people do.
I'll review it one more time. Okay? So if you hold Enobaki, right, meaning during the year, right? So you have two tracks, Eino Baki and Baki, okay? Now, if you hold Eino Baki, when the Chachamim agree with the Ron Gamliel, they stick with their Eino Baki, through and through. It's just that when Rosh Hashanah, there's a tweak. Rosh Hashanah demands a tweak. So either you're going to say, one possibility is that they get rid of one track, okay? I'm not saying to say this, but to make it easier for guys to understand, it's like they erase the Baki, okay? That's one way you can go. They erase the idea of a Baki. Strange, but you could say that. Or you could say, no, that they instead of saying two tracks of tefillah, they create one. There's still a Baki and a Baki, but there's only one type of tefillah to be Yotzei Torah. That's the other possibility.
I think that's the best one.
Okay, so that's here, okay? That's one way you can learn. Or you can learn that what did they do? They actually said our svara of, let's say, I don't care which one it is, doesn't matter, but our svara is consistent through the year, right? It's just that in Rosh Hashanah, we agreed there's a new, brand new institution at Tefillat Tzibur that's created.
It doesn't matter.
Why?
They would have to say the two tracks idea.
Fine. Okay, yeah, you're right, right. We hold Eino Baki, but on Rosh Hashanah, there's a special new Tefillat Tzibur that's created.
This is saying that they weren't.
Well, let me finish it. There's a new Tefillat Tzibur that's created. So that's one possibility, too. That is a theoretical possibility. Or you could say no. You could say that the Chachamim really hold Eino Baki, right? Yeah. But on Rosh Hashanah, they say that whereas the two tracks or the two types of individuals exist, right? Meaning that there's no mitzvah of Tzibur. Somehow, there's a new Tzibur phenomenon that comes about in Rosh Hashanah. What? Yeah, the Tzibur, right? Okay.
But can you use